just hear me out. We're completely big to a level where we can't talk. We call it nonverbal.
Probably one of the most versatile jobs that you throw myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the grand opening of the Nonverbal Cafe Lounge Boutique Smoking Hideaway in the mountains. I'm your host with the most, Jack Armstrong. I'm joined by the lovely people at Canapages. We're going to ask you sit back, relax, locate your lighters while we serve you the finest of fine podcasting, all about how cannabis tourism and hospitality in Colorado has changed over the last 10 years. Cheers. I've worked hospitality jobs for about a year and change through the span of my life, but I've kept friends from those same jobs for years. The people that work in hospitality have this incredible way of putting people in the right mood, reconciling inconveniences, and empathizing with other perspectives. The same can be said for cannabis use. First and foremost, in my time working on Nonverbal, every single one of my guests has been astoundingly kind and respectful. More than anecdotes, studies from across the United States, one specifically cited from the Drug and Alcohol Review Journal, connected cannabis use with feelings of selflessness and the drive to provide for others. All that to say, it's no wonder why people would want to throw a party where one of the big draws is legal cannabis consumption.
My name is Philip Wolf, and I got into the cannabis industry in 2009, whenever the, you know, quote unquote, the medical boom hit. And one of the questions then was, how can we tap soccer mom, the mainstream? And I was at a vineyard tour and a wine pairing dinner in Barcelona on the winter solstice of 2013. And I was sitting at this dinner and I was like, wow, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you drink wine or not, you want to be sitting down at this dinner right now. And at that point is when I seeded Cultivating Spirits in my mind. We are the first company to offer legal cannabis dinners and really start giving this experience for consumers.
You just heard from Philip Wolf, the founder of Cultivated Spirits. The mark of great hospitality, weed or no weed, is giving people the sense that they wouldn't want to be anywhere else. But best made plans always come back around. Dispensing legal cannabis is hard enough, but educating consumers is essential for cannabis hospitality and tourism. Like Philip mentioned before, stoners are easy to convince to experiment, but the real market to go for is the soccer mom. You make that soccer mom persona feel educated, provide them with a good time, and it elevates the consumer base of your cannabis brand. Philip was right to start that process early back in 2009. But educating that consumer is difficult when you have to balance bureaucratic oversight from the Marijuana Enforcement Division, or MED.
Not anybody who's in the cannabis industry knows, you know, that you have to be extremely careful with how you market because of it still being federally illegal. I had marketed that there would be infused, you know, food and open consumption, which is technically illegal. So I wasn't careful. And that was before I really began consulting with a cannabis attorney. So this is like, you know, rookie mistakes. I wanted to avoid fines. And these fines can be thousands of dollars. Like it's big money. And for a small business owner like myself, a fine could take me out of business for a long period of time.
That was Mariah Seeler, founder and CEO of Canaculture Entertainment. That's a cannabis events company based out of Denver. Having the cool event with legal weed as a main feature has its drawbacks, with recreational cannabis only being legal for 10 years in Colorado. Even more, established companies in the industry are also at the mercy of the MED.
Yeah, because we're overseen by an agency called the Marijuana Enforcement Division, the MED. Yeah, they hand out the fancy green badges you see dangling around our necks. Sure. They have the right to walk into our facility twice a year unannounced and do an audit. And during that audit, if they walk into this room and find a single piece of leaf on the floor, that's a $10,000 fine for our company per leaf.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's the cheapest fine we have in our industry, for one thing. But they promote healthy plants, because if it falls off, how can I guarantee which federally illegal plant it came from?
You just heard Jake Fagallo. He was our tour guide through Seed and Smith's dispensary and grow operation in Denver. Jake conducts a tour that you can't really find anywhere else in Colorado, as dispensaries like to keep their operation behind closed doors. But since 2014, Seed and Smith has shown how their operation works to make sure people from all backgrounds, regardless of if they're locals or tourists, can feel empowered when buying cannabis.
Currently, that's the only way I know cannabis tourism. From my experience, it's very different from the majority. The majority that I witness are cannabis tourism buses that will take you from place to place, which is essentially a shopping spree. They're not really concerned with education unless the bud tenders they're shopping with accidentally educate them. My entire thing is educating people through the use of drugs. I get you in here, we show you what it looks like, and then I tell you why it gets you high, how it gets you high. That's the important stuff. When you're learning about cannabis, that's what you need to know, not which terpenes are the strongest for me. That's all subjective. You gotta have the baselines, the understanding, the wide swaths of information.
To have that education is to create unforgettable experiences for soccer moms and veteran smokers alike. Cannabis is mainly experiential, and having it as the main component of your event means you either treat the event like it's a gathering or as a marketing stunt.
I started out just, oh, I want to throw parties and I want to bring people together. And then the cannabis kind of came into it as from my experience of going to cannabis events and me just being a consumer. So like the strategy itself didn't really come into play until I had tested it out and like really went for it on a personal level. Because essentially for me, or at least most businesses, you're solving a problem. And so I wanted my events to be fun and I wanted people to talk about the events. You know, generally when you go to a cannabis event, after the fact, you're not talking about how fun it was. You're just like, oh yeah, I found this cool product. And then you see it in stores and you kind of forget about the event itself. But people remember activities. People remember certain conversations you're having with others in the space when you're not just talking about a product and, you know, the sale of the day is.
Again, that was Mariah Seeler. Seeler was one of many industry leaders I spoke to who's pushing for cannabis's unique pro-social properties to give people unforgettable experiences. Like Mariah was saying, when the event sticks out, people will remember you and who you represent. And with cannabis being so experiential, those impressions are really sticky. Now, I want to take a little time away from the topic at hand to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by CannaPages. CannaPages is a plant-based digest with local columns and coupons for cannabis consumers. Details can be found at cannapages.com. Now, back to the show. The impressions that people take away from one-of-a-kind cannabis events stack up and start to change a collective view on cannabis, influencing both policy and public perception. It creates this feeling of authenticity.
These certificates were created. The industry is booming, and there's plenty of work in the industry already, and then particularly in that blend of cannabis and hospitality. It's not necessarily that we're taking students and putting them in there. We're trying to help educate the industry that already exists and help them grow in a professional way and help that industry ultimately be a little bit more respected.
That's Jimmy Webb, Director of Student Services and Operations at Metropolitan State University in Denver. At the time of this recording, MSU Denver is putting together a certificate program in cannabis hospitality. From when cannabis was first legalized till now, certificates like these, as well as events like Mariah puts together, give impressions that cannabis is becoming a viable and authentic consumable substance for engaging with consumers, audiences, and namely, people.
Look, I have delusions of grandeur. I wanted to change the world. I'm not a believer in alcohol. Every bad decision that I've made because I found courage in the bottle and did some dumb stuff. Okay. I'm a firm believer in marijuana. I believe that if we replaced alcohol with marijuana, we'd have a lot more peace in this country. JADS stands for John Anthony Davis. That was my father. I did this to continue on his legacy of helping people.
You just heard from Josh Davis, owner and founder of JADS Mile High Smoke. He's in the business of hospitality, owning the only brick-and-mortar cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. That impression on the community shows the change that hospitality can bring to the preconceptions of cannabis and cannabis consumers. It humanizes it.
And then I have apartments right across the street from me. I am literally 1,006 feet away from a school. The reason I bring this up is because I am in a community. We go to all of these community events. We do clothes and food drives for the school. We participate. And because of that, we have everyday regular customers every day. The mechanics come in here after work, smoke their joints before they go home. We have this regular military group. They come in, smoke a joint, drink some Keith Colas, and talk about their war stories. Ladies' Days is Thursday. We have a bunch of ladies' groups that come in and hang out and smoke weed together. We give them a discount for coming in as a group, and yeah, we take care of them.
Being in a community, making a moment unforgettable, being warm to people and allowing them to have an experience where they wouldn't want to be anywhere else, all while consuming cannabis, whether it's their first time or their thousandth. That's what's making cannabis so appealing for people across the country to come out to Colorado. Having those unforgettable experiences in the state that's been doing it the longest, with a rich community of people who care, means something. Thanks for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Nonverbal Podcast. I've been your host and producer, Jack Armstrong. Our fact-checker and executive producer is Leon Spies. Our music composer is Roberto Esteban Vera. Our visual director is MJ Sykes. Special thanks to our assistant producers Lily Wright and Josh Archie for their contributions to today's show. You'll hear from us in the next couple weeks talking about how genetic testing, drift, and modification has made some of the most popular strains that we know, and what's made them drift a little too far during the 10 years cannabis has been recreationally legal in Colorado. Another big thank you to Canapages. And remember to keep from going. Nonverbal.